Agneta, welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's lovely to see you here in this country after so many years.
Thank you. It's so nice to be back. I haven't been in London for 25 years.
Really? Is it as long as that?
Yeah. It's too long.
Hasn't changed much. No, not very much.
No, but you have that good feeling in here, I think, and it's so nice. We have a lot of memories from different radio stations, and I'm sure we have been here a lot of times with the ABBA group.
Yes, the good old BBC.
Yes.
Of course, it's a long time since we had new music from you. That's great to have as well.
It is. It's 9 years now since I recorded my colouring book, and it's great to be back.
Yeah, well, you were never really away, though, were you? I mean, you've always had music around you in some way.
Yes, I used to say that I jump in and out of this business, and you never know what will come.
Well, let me take you back, maybe I hope not further than you want to go, because we've got something that you might like to hear, which is from, let's say, a few years ago. Now, that was, as I say, a few years ago. And to my ear, actually, listening to your album, which we have been all this week, you don't sound very different. The voice is just the same as it was,
it's a
really
young voice.
But that was, you were, what, 17 then?
68.
Right.
It was. I was 17 or 18 years old, and that is my first single in Swedish.
So how did that come about? How did you start recording?
I was in a dance band. And one of the members knew about a rock king in Sweden called Lil Gerard. So he took contact with him, and he said that we are this dance band and we have a vocalist and we want to maybe do a record. And it came back a letter that said, we want the singer. So I
was not the band.
Yeah, exactly like that. And that felt so difficult for me. So I worked with them a time after that. And then I went up to Stockholm and I could do two singles at the same time. And that was so fantastic for me because I always wanted to be a singer and to have a success with my own songs, of course.
And you were a country girl, weren't you? So going up to Stockholm was quite a big event for you
in
itself.
Yes, that was, I mean, it was big. I have an aunt up there, And I lived by her, I stayed by her, and it was a great moment when we should go into the Philips studio. And it was like in a dream. It was fantastic, really.
So you were achieving your dream at that stage. What took it further? What led you further into the music business?
Yeah, I had the possibility to do, I could do two singles at the same time. And that was very unrare, so to say, for this time. And the first one, this one we just heard, came up directly on number 3 on the charts. And then it was number 1.
Right.
So it was fast.
It took off.
It happened immediately.
And then, as time went on, of course, ABBA came together.
Yes, I worked many years before that as a solo singer in Sweden and a little bit in Germany. And I had a lot of success with my own compositions.
Yeah, because you've been a songwriter always. You've always written songs.
Yeah, that's true.
In the ABBA years, were you able to contribute as much, or was there a sense that Benny and Bjorn would write everything?
Yeah, I thought it was very fine that they could do that because that gave me a little time to be with my children and my family. So I rested very much from that. But I wrote once an ABBA song called Disillusion, but that was not a big hit. But they wanted me to write, but I didn't have the time, actually, because there were so much other things going around. But then I've been writing after ABBA was finished.
Yeah, because we've played some of those songs on the radio, and some famous ones, and some of those are not quite so well known.
Hmm.
But music, people say, oh, well, Agneta has left the music business, but you never really left it, did you? You were always there. I had some interest in it.
Yeah, I'm not thinking that way because now I have to leave it. But I have to be honest, and I thought that my last album, my colouring book, was my last one. And because we are not getting younger
None of us is getting any younger.
And you're never guaranteed what will happen. But when this opportunity came, and these guys, Jörgen Elofsson and Peter Nordahl, came out to my house and played the first three songs, they were written for me, and I just felt that this is so incredibly good, and the quality is so fantastic of the songs. So I really have to think it over, but I want to do this.
But not all the songs have been written by other people, because you have composed at least one song on the album.
Yes, I have. The last one is my composition, yeah.
Well, I think we should listen to that now then, shouldn't we?
Thank you.
I Keep Them on the Floor Beside My Bed. What's the song about just before we hear it? Tell me about that.
It's not about my teeth. Someone told me that you have that expression. No, it's something else. It's a lot of, that women do, I think. We are collectors. We collect photographs, memories, you know. So it's a song about that. But from the beginning, I thought it was going to be a nursery song for children. But when I should do the lyrics, I couldn't do them. So Jörgen said, I help you with the lyrics. And I had that line in head. So it went to a love song, that one, as well.
I Keep Them on the Floor Beside My Bed, from the new album A, Agneta Fältskog. How am I doing with your name? Is that all right? Agneta Fältskog?
Sounds perfect.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but we did it easy for you. You can just call it A.
A makes it so much simpler. That's lovely. Yeah. And the A is just for your name. That's
Yes, it's the first letter in my name, and also, I was in the group ABBA,
yes, yes, yes. I think we remember that.
Yeah, I shouldn't apologise for that.
No, not at all. Just before we move off the album for now, there's a track which we played yesterday with you and Gary Barlow.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't actually meet together to record that, did you?
No, that's right. I hadn't met him until I came now to London, and it was a bit strange, but it worked out very good. So I was on vacation when he did his recording in Stockholm. And when I came back, I heard his voice, and I thought that, oh my God, how am I going to match this wonderful voice and to make it a good balance between us? But I think it worked out very fine, and I didn't have any problems with it. So I just thought that he was standing very close to me, and we were singing this. So that what you have to do sometimes when you record.
And now you've met Gary, and is he the man you thought he was when you were listening to him?
Oh, he was fantastic. He was so friendly and so generous. But they had a little surprise for us. So when we met, they filmed everything in a documentary. So that was exciting.
So we're going to see that at some point, are we?
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, good. We'll look forward to that.
Yes.
Tell me about the making of the album. Did you have to sort of get your voice back in trim? Did you have to sort of do much more vocal exercising to get back into form for it?
Yeah, I mean, you're never guaranteed what it's going to sound like. And when I should start, I had a little problem with a voice. It was felt a bit rusty. So I was a bit nervous, and I said, I don't know what it comes out of this, but I think I'm going to get back to train my stomach muscle again so I don't use the throat too much. So I had two lessons, and then it was back. So I could remember how to sing and to take the energy from the stomach.
But it's a good thing to do, isn't it, to go back and relearn all the things that you used to do.
Yeah, you need that sometimes, just to get in good shape.
The result is there on the album. The great thing, I mean, the songs are fantastic on the album, and your singing voice just sounds, as I was saying earlier, as if the years in between have not happened. It's just, there it is, the same as it was. It sounds great.
Thank you very much.
No, I mean,
it makes me really happy to hear that.
No, I think it's fantastic. And a lot of people are going to be asking about ABBA getting back together. Not really going to happen, is it? There's not much chance.
I don't think so. No. And I don't dare to say anything more, because then it will be tabloids. Agneta said, you know.
But you did meet with Frida.
Yes, I met Frida the last summer. And actually, we went to Benny's studio when I have recorded everything, so just to hear what he thought about it. And he said it's fantastic. He thought it sounded very, very good. And Björn has also listened, I think, to this now. So we meet now and then, but we don't go together, to do anything else. So we have our separate lives now.
You're not going to be at Eurovision next week, are you?
No, I'm afraid, but I'm sure we'll be looking.
Oh, yes.
I think it's a wonderful program.
And Benny and Bjorn, I believe, have written something for the concert, for the evening itself.
I heard that together with Avicii, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. Mm. So that's something. But we just clear up once and for all, there will not be an ABBA reunion on that night.
No, it would not be.
When you look back on the ABBA years, do you regret any of it, much of it?
Regret? Mm. No, not at all. They were fantastic years. And we got so much love from the audience. And it's like in another life, I would say. So there were 10 or 12 hectic years.
And hectic they were, too.
But with a lot of travelling and so.
But the thing is now, of course, with the stage show Mamma Mia, the film Mamma Mia, the music lives on. It has not aged at all, has it, really?
Really, it never stops, and it goes from generation to generation. And I think that talks for itself, that it has a lot of energy. And we got that question a lot of times, that what is it? And I think it's the energy, the quality of the songs, and Frida's and my voice together. It's very something special. And also that we never cheated in music. We did everything ourselves, and we worked a lot with it.
You worked hard, that was the thing. And there was a certain amount of magic in the air, as you say, just everything together at the right point.
Yes, it was. That's great. Could really feel that when we recorded as well, Frida and I, because we did the most of the songs together, and we stood in front of each other, and you gave it everything.
Delivered.
Yes.
Well, fantastic. And of course, as well as the stage show and the film, there's now an ABBA museum, which is...
It was recently opened.
Just
now,
opened.
The other day.
Yes, yes. Are you going to go along and...
have a look?
Yeah.
Yes. Unfortunately, I was not there in the opening night the other day because I'm here. But they knew about that, so... I think I did a little greeting to
little
them.
Wave.
I really missed them, but what can you do?
Oh, well, it's always going to be there, isn't it?
So yes.
Plenty of time for you to
of
visit.
Of course.
Well, thank you for coming in to see us.
Thank you.
It's a delight to have you back recording again. Really,
it's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
We'll listen to one more track from the album, Dance Your Pain Away. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Yes, it's a disco song, and we thought that we're going to mix this a little, so we just don't have ballads on the record, so we said let's have something up tempo as well. And Jörgen wrote this fantastic song, so it feels very good. And I think it's the only one when you really can hear a bit of ABBA in it.
There's a hint of ABBA somewhere.
Somewhere.
This will have to do in the meantime for those who want the reform.
Yes.
It's wonderful to see you here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.